Just one halakha on the laws of nursing. Of course, the Torah, the Hakamim, do place great importance on the benefits of a mother nursing one's child. Today this has been medically proven, the different benefits that the children get when their mother nurses them. For example, it has been proven that in the first few days of nursing, there's a certain colostrum that the mother is able to give to the children through nursing, and that has been proven already to protect the children later on in life from different allergies and different diseases. As well as the milk itself of the mother is quite beneficial. Therefore, if a lady is able to nurse a child, she should not give up this opportunity to benefit her children. It might be easier for them just to give a bottle or other forms of feeding, but if a lady is able to, I mean, she's healthy and it's possible and the child is able and willing, so then of course the nursing is appropriate. Our question today discusses after a child for a certain amount of time stops nursing, is it permissible for the mother to begin again to resume nursing? So according to the halakha, if a child is nursing halab and within 24 months, which means before it reaches 2 years old, it stops nursing, even let's say for a few days, it is permissible for the mother to start again nursing the child. However, after 24 months, once the child stopped for 3 days, which means 72 hours, then already it is asur for the mother to resume nursing the child. This is based on Halakha Yoredeha in Siman Pe Alef Se'iv Zayin, where Maran writes, Tinok yonek halab ad sof arba shanim lebari v'hamesh lechodeh. A child that's continually nursing, you can go even up to 4 years old for a healthy child, and 5 years old if the child is weak, sick. If let's say after the child is he's healthy, you wean the child for 3 days, after 24 months, you cannot return back, because then already it's asur for the child to nurse at that time, because he's of age where you're not allowed to bring him to an isur. While the milk is not asur, but to nurse a child that age, already once he stopped, you cannot bring him back. Of course, if there's sakana to the child, it goes without saying, then even after many days, it would be permissible. Also comes out in Halichot Olam. We say this in Hedek Vav, page Resh Chavtet. We say this only because a mother, once the child gets to 2 years old, she has to keep in mind this halakha. You know, because of she went away, let's say. It happens many times. Mm-hmm. The parents travel, and they go away, and they're planning on when they come back, they'll pick up the nursing where they left off. After 2 years old, if the child's healthy, now you come back, you cannot resume the nursing. So you have to take that into calculation when that comes up. That if you want to continue nursing, you're going to not be able to stop for 3 days after 24 months.